New York State United Teachers, the state's largest teachers union, uses military terms to describe the escalating argument with Governor Cuomo. In a video, NYSET President Karen McGee says it's the governor who has declared war on the union and the entire profession of teaching.
He laid out his dangerous scheme with a budget proposal that holds hostage much-needed education aid, tying it to the adoption of his so-called reform agenda.
McGee says Cuomo's proposals would gut tenure laws and put even more emphasis on standardized testing. Cuomo, in his budget address, asked for stricter requirements for teacher tenure. He also wants 50% of performance ratings to be based on standardized tests, and he'd like to add 100 more charter schools, which are publicly funded but privately run. The union is running a media campaign that includes Facebook and Twitter and renting out billboards around the state capitol. The television ad features regular teachers confronting Cuomo's ideas.
But Governor Cuomo, your priorities are just wrong. You blame teachers instead of supporting us, and you offer up failed gimmicks instead of fairly funding our public schools.
Similar attack ads in the past were run by the healthcare workers union against former governors Pataki and Spitzer. Those commercials brought down the governor's popularity in polls and reduced their political capital. Cuomo, for his part, is not giving in. Even before he was reelected for a second term, he vowed to break what he calls the public school monopoly. The governor says he's not against teachers, though, only the bureaucracy that's grown up around the teachers' union, school boards, and administrators. And the governor says he will only agree to a significant school aid increase in the budget if the Senate and Assembly agree to all of his changes.
And I said, if you're willing to take on the unions and you're willing to make changes and reforms, I'll support a 5% increase. But you have to actually make the reforms you have to make, because in my opinion, the legislature is all about growing the bureaucracy rather than helping the students.
That's led school districts around the state to complain that they won't know how much state aid they're getting for the new school year in time to get their budgets ready for the May statewide vote. Cuomo's advice is budget for the lower, legally required increase of 1.7% and hope that a deal is struck that will generate more funds for schools.
Plan on 1.7%, because that's what you're supposed to get. If it turns out that the legislature actually votes for more, great.
Schools are in a bind, though, because they oppose many of the governor's proposals that Cuomo says would bring them more financial aid. The teachers and other education groups have allies among the Assembly Democrats. Newly elected Assembly Speaker Carl Hastie says he expects education to be the most challenging part of budget talks.
That's probably going to be one of the tougher areas in discussion of the budget. But again, I don't want to get out ahead of myself because we haven't really discussed it yet in conference.
Republicans who lead the state Senate are praising one of the governor's education proposals. They support a tax credit for donors to charter schools and private schools. But Cuomo has tied that idea to the DREAM Act, which would provide college aid for children of immigrants. But the GOP senators say they don't want to back that proposal. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.